Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep.
Heads up, eyes open to fifth place. Face let me get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the path to clubs. Like at the party clubs, that is. I will never violate the cold of the sea. Will never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. But one thing for sure, two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They gonna have to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been punk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood. I get down. Never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss. Who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I just ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, by whatever enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy,
community and Cubs, y'all. Y'all, when y'all tune on in with us live and direct, let's. Okay. We live and direct, y'all. That's what it is, y'all. Let's try this. Hands up, eyes over the fist, because y'all know what this is, how we do this. We coming to you live and direct, Triple C Saturdays. Triple C Saturdays. Georgia Community and Cubs. Y'all can tune in with us, 708-223-8953. 708-223-8953. Also, intellectualradio.com, you know what I'm saying, Free of My Radio, straight up real talks, you know what I'm saying, live on Facebook, if it happens, you know what I'm saying, this is Chairman coming to you live and direct. I see my sister Queen moving in the building, Freddie Einstein in the building, you know what I'm saying, take a minute, y'all, pause for the calls, let them know, not only on, we on Wednesday on Free of My Radio, but again, on Saturdays, up in the morning, up early in the morning, Triple C Saturdays, Triple C Saturdays, you dig? Whether you're in New Orleans, you're down south, you know what I'm saying? Go down and check with Comrade Chewy, Coordinator Chewy, see where he at, you did? Gary, Indiana, you know what I'm saying? Second St. Cole, you know what I'm saying? Got here in Maywood, Illinois, you know what I'm saying? Get the Cubs on deck, Cubs on deck. You know what I'm saying? We West Coast, East Coast, check with the Deputy Chairman over there in Saint Denis, France. second Brazil. You know what I'm saying? The Triple C's are happening here, there, and everywhere. Again, Triple C's are happening here, there, and everywhere. That's what it is. Robert Taylor in the field. That's what it is, my brother. It's called Free Them All. Terry B, I see you, my sister. That's what it is, y'all. Y'all come on in, tune in, call on in, 929-477-3785. Press 1 to be heard. Or you call in 708-223-8953. I'm going to miss y'all a couple last Saturdays, but we here, live and direct, y'all. So much stuff has been happening, y'all. Still making history, taking history, taking history. That campaign to save the Hampton House is still moving hard. We're still moving and grooving. Still fighting to save the Hampton House. Still fighting to save the Hampton House. If you have not made your commitment, you want to take a pause for the calls. Reach out to us, you know what I'm saying? Hit us up, you know what I'm saying? Come through there, 804 South 17th Avenue, Maywood, Illinois. Zip code 60153. You know what I'm saying? Write out a check to Effect Real Change, care of Save the Hampton House. Go to GoFundMe.com/SaveTheHamptonHouse, PayPal.me, Chairman Fred Jr. At gmail.com on PayPal, or PayPal Save the Hampton House. I'll give it a whole bunch of information, y'all. We got to move fast. We got to move organized. My brother Darius, hey, I see you, my brother. Hope you're feeling better, man. Real talk, keep it on our minds and our hearts, man. Hope you're feeling better. CWP Marsh in the building. That's what it is, y'all. Tell VIC, let's make history, let's take history, and take history, y'all. I just seen something. Actually, this morning, where in Atlanta, the childhood home of Dr. King is the government is straight out purchasing the childhood home of Dr. King. Now, I can't pull my quote up, but I said in response, if we get a flyer, we can put out ASAP about this. You did, and I know it's a struggle about even Malcolm's home. A lot of times, cats, you know, look at these cases subjectively and just say, okay, what's the big deal? The big deal is 21 shots by Napoleon, the French army, being shot at the nose of the Sphinx in Egypt. The big deal is white rebellions of the likes of Reverend Nat Turner and so many others. You did during the era of chattel slavery, state going through and took to wipe out any memory of these individuals. And you know what I'm saying? In these uprisings. The big deal is that within a 3-day time period, the home it was Chairman Fred and Defensive Lamar Clark were assassinated on December 4th, 1969. That building was torn down, as well as the headquarters on Madison in California was torn down, as well as the wall. It's a wall that used to be on Madison and Levitt. In fact, in the opening scene of Shaft, the big score, you can see a wall right there. And the wall had the image of Chairman Fred, Malcolm X, and a pamphlet. All these buildings were torn down within a 3-day time period. Whatever side of political strategy you sit on, you know what I'm saying, you ride with, the discussion of it, you know what I'm saying, Dr. King's, you know what I'm saying, should happen, you know what I'm saying? So it's the federal government, you know what I'm saying, the home of Dr. King in Atlanta. And mind you, this is the place where, you know what I'm saying, I mean, they're all status. It's big loot in Atlanta. You dig? I mean, all these rich rappers and, politicians, all these resources. You know what I'm saying? Dr. King's home that he grew up in, the federal government got it. You follow what I'm saying? All these resources are down there. I mean, just take one rap video alone. You know what I'm saying? Let's just go and pick one. You can grab, it's a bag of these Negroes. You can pick, that's Yeezy. You know what I'm saying? Just grab any one of these Negroes. Yeezy alone. You know what I'm saying? Man, these institutions, these legacies, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Why people don't know about this and that. Yeezy this here. This system got it set up and they got it planned that the oppressed, the victims, the colonized don't know about what's happening. But the ruling class, they want to make sure they know we got to fight to save the Hampton House, y'all. Real talk. We're going to do some different bureaucratic tape right now. They tell us we got to take care of the outstanding water bill that's been before we got there. We're looking at about $6,000 of the water bill. But our position is that's just we get some confirmation that we, you know what I'm saying, that we can move forward after this is addressed. You know what I'm saying? Because we did a handcuffs and caskets before we abandoned it. Real talk. Thus far, already, the leaps and bounds that have been made in that community. You can see the children, the way they talk, the way they walk. You can see the community now, the type of discussions now. I'm having a discussion. Hey, hey, I see y'all in the building. I see my, hey, Tony Longfield in the building. Come with Nick in the building. Who else we got, man? We got young man. Come with Torrance in the building. Just, hey, free, hey, Terry B, this is this free governor, man. Free them all. Free Brian Smith, free them all. Detroit in the building. My brother Sam, it was good to see you come up there and represent. Tony Longfield, hey. Well, we should love respect coming through. We appreciate you, sis. And people come through, whatever, the tangible contribution, the food, whatever. Also, that your energy, you know what I'm saying? Your presence alone means a lot to us. Let me tell you this about, hoping I don't cut myself or cut the phone. There's some company, I can't put it up. It's an event going on today, too. I want to bring y'all. Free them all. That's what it is. Brian Smith. Real talk. Free them all. Vegas. Come right in the building. That's what it is, y'all. Free them all. Rashida. Welcome to intellectualradio.com. Welcome to Free them all. Excuse me. Well, we still say free them all, whatever day it is. But this is Triple C Saturdays. You know what I'm saying? We doing 708-223-8953. Call in. What's y'all comments? You might say, man, I don't see the big deal about, you know what I'm saying, Dr. King House being sold to the federal government. People have a different position. Let's rap about it. Let's dialogue about it. You know what I'm saying? Let's struggle. Now, we don't, again, let the record reflect. We don't struggle for struggle's sake. We struggle to win. You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to find this text. Well, it's an event today in Maywood. Some former NBA players will have something going on. It's, you know what I'm saying? Some clothes and food. So on Fifth Avenue, I can't pull the flyer up right now. What happened? How I got in tune with it. Little brother who hosting it, DJ Shaq. He had the Hampton House for open mic Thursdays. You know, those who don't know about it, y'all make sure y'all know about it. If you don't know about it, get to know about it every Thursday. Open mic Thursdays. You know what I'm saying. Open mic Thursday, you know what I'm saying? And I'm talking to the brother. He said he went into him who Chairman Fred was, so on and so forth, you know what I'm saying? You know, rapping. And he told me, it's just that, oh, dig this here. Okay, he said, Cross, sad to say, it's on Phil, but it's across from the police station. And sad to say, too many of us know where that's at, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's the day. I don't know the dynamics of it, but again, well, the politics of it is, we say what Frantz Fanon said, be able to accept their concessions, never colonize our principles. So whatever political line, whatever they push it, man, hey, go get the turkey, the food, whatever you want to do, you know what I'm saying, and still be clear, you know, who it is, you know what I'm saying, who we are. We want to win y'all to the party line. I'm talking about that before, the party line. John Burns, I see myself tell me John Burns, towards former Lieutenant John Burns. We have Mark Clemens online with us directly. People who've been tortured directly by John Byrd, you know what I'm saying? We know, you know what I'm saying? Also tortured by John Byrd. Give us his information so people can type his name, ID number. We know his information so people can, how they can support, because they are still brothers and sisters. I don't hear about the brothers, but hey, brothers, sisters, children who are still in those concentration camps. And you remember this criminal, Lieutenant John Byrd, who just passed a couple of months ago. Mark Clemens was online with us talking about that case, whose name still haunts. You know what I'm saying? Calling people throughout the, you know what I'm saying? Throughout the country, throughout the world. In fact, in London, the Amnesty International referred to the area too as the House of Screams. You know what I'm saying? This is what John Burgess said. This is where screams are so loud that they say that the people that were being tortured on the third floor, the screams are so loud that the paneling used to fall down on the second and first floor. You know what I'm saying? This is Lieutenant John Byrd's area 2 violent crimes. That's ironic. He was over violent crimes. This criminal. You know what I'm saying? Again, John Byrd. So let's put these cases up. Tell people this Reno information up there, the ID number, where he at, how people can support that. You know, so they work on these different cases, put the word out. You know what I'm saying? So that's 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock p.m. It's a center right across the street on Phil. You know what I'm saying? DJ Shaq is going to be hosting it. Probably some different resources out into the community, you know what I'm saying, that they're probably supposed to be providing. So y'all can go on through and do the do. Today, Triple C going down. We're going to be on the corner 17th, you know, so right on Madison. Hey, I know this international. We got forces from all over the world. We do take that into account. For us, it's some good weather in Chicago. It's some good weather. So, you know, so we're going to still have some hot food out there going down, so on and so forth. Whatever donation you come in, bring that. We ain't into no pagan holidays. We're going to have some coats and stuff like that later. I think next week, Triple C's giving out tomorrow on another FYI, for the information, as we say, PSA, People Service Announcement. Tomorrow, December 16th, tomorrow, I don't know which particular hour, which station will come on, wherever you at, but tomorrow, the BBC, that's aired out of London. The BBC got a piece on Kanye West, and it, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know we attacked. So there's a whole discussion about the situation, the conversation we had with Kanye West from years ago about when he made the statement about George Bush, and also about Kanye West's pending contribution in regards to the Hampton House. All is going to be tomorrow on BBC. You can Google it. Type in, go on Google X, type in Kanye West and the Hampton House. You know what I'm saying? Something should come up. You know what I'm saying? About what time it's going to come on in your respective area, you know what I'm saying, in the country. But, yeah, in the world. Because, you know, the BBC is based out of London, out of London, England. So let's call some questions about this here. You know what I'm saying? Man, again, any callers in queue? Who we got on the board? Didn't feel much. Any callers in queue on that 929-477-3785? Any calls in queue at 708-223-8953? Dr. King House, man, federal government. Jesse, they see something in it.
Yes, sir.
Primo, any callers in queue?
Yes, sir, Chairman. One caller, 706-668.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Free the line, Chairman Free. How you doing, Conrad?
I'm keeping my head up. How you feel, my brother? Welcome to Free My Radio. Who we got here?
Yes, sir. Yeah, you got Conrad Bumani at Georgia University Radio. Conrad Bumani.
Welcome. Right on. Welcome to Triple C Saturdays. That's Free of my radios. I think we do on Wednesdays. It ain't no antagonistic contradiction, but I'm real big about structure. So welcome to Triple C Saturdays. That's how show we do the Saturday morning. Welcome to Triple C Saturdays. What's going on with you, brother? What's happening?
Yeah, I'm doing well, brother. You know what I'm saying? Start off things, man. All that solution, all your efforts, man. I salute all your efforts and your contributions. Continue your legacy of the Black Panther Party. I also want to salute you for your efforts to support our political prisoners. Well, I asked you, I got on the call, so I wasn't aware of what was spoken previously. I would like to get educated on what was spoken previously, so I can understand what's going on.
Again, welcome. Well, we touched on a number of subjects. We give some updates in regards to some of our present our campaigns, a major campaign we're fighting on, that being to save the Hampton House, the house that was the home was Chairman Fred had grew up in. We also were talking about some updates about Triple C's, which is Children, Community, and Cubs. One of our survival programs done in the spirit of the Black Panther Party Free Breakfast Program, and we just give some updates. That's internationally. People can catch them right now today in Brazil, in France, in Gary, Indiana, in New Orleans. We got support forces all over, you know what I'm saying, Ghana. But also, we point out some contradictions about how the federal government just purchased, the childhood home of Dr. King. And point out some contradictions, in particular, in Atlanta. Well, I mean, there's a bag of rich folks down there. From Yeezy on up, you know, and institutions, you know what I'm saying? It's a conversation. I mean, our lives, that's, you know, so we on the attack every day, you know what I'm saying? So we probably black people, you know what I'm saying? We all work at a high risk. We engage in high risk activity just by, you know, since getting up, you know what I'm saying? Like, other communities say, you know, that's high risk to do this. Black folks just like getting up in the morning. You taking a chance. You shooting the dice on that one, man. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, you ain't got to get up. You know what I'm saying? Just by being black, that's enough high risk. So we understand
true.
The priority
true
of
indeed.
Our basic day-to-day lives. But these institutions, that, you know what I'm saying, in regards in particular to organizing, the call of contradiction. I spoke in Atlanta some years back, and I recall this sister coming out, and she's bragging about, you know, her spelling and the degrees she's talking about. She's, you know, running down a whole list of sheepskin, different degrees she had. And I asked her, I said, you know, are you here to Imam Jamil Alameen? She said, who? I said, formerly known as A. Tribe Brown. And you know, she had no reference to it, you know what I'm saying? And we had a season time, you know, for those who don't know, I was down in New Orleans, a guy interviewed me, he said, man, what you know about James Brown? I said, no, what you know about A. Tribe Brown? What you know about the the charismatic representative of our movement that, you know what I'm saying, that told James Brown, they go back in the studio with that garbage you're talking about. James Brown came back out to him, I'm black and I'm proud. So we got to strategically grab these different institutions, so and so, up to any type of conversation. Since we've been fighting to save the Hampton House, the type of conversation that's happening in the community, a whole other level. So that's just some of the backdrop we've been discussing thus far, my brother. So, you know what I'm saying? So feel free.
True indeed, brother. No, I feel everything you're saying. I understand everything you're saying. Because right now, in a particular moment, there has been no better time for people to be politically educated. Because I see a lot of people trying to embrace certain movements, and a lot of people saying they Panthers, and a lot of people adopting certain concepts and ideology. But on the same token, there's very little political education class. There are very little survival program. There are very little program, period, for the people need. People are not going to the community doing grassroots work. You know, the people just streaming certain things on social media. They're looking a particular way, but actually it's not being immersed in their brain, right? And like you said, you know, a lot of people are just not aware. And that's really one of the greatest things that I realized within our struggle, that our people are just not aware. Even though they're the age of technology, sophistication, a lot of the information I have, our people still not well due to the fact that the enemy controls all the propaganda. And by the enemy controlling all the propaganda, that they put things in the imagery and the vision, what they want everybody to perceive and know is, a lot of people caught up in, you know, that they want to be rappers, and everybody want to be a Blood Gang member and a rapper, and, you know, everybody want to have a little chain, little prison name for themselves, and all this stuff is destroying our people, you know. It need to be a political education, a mass political education. Now, also, a lot of efforts that are small in different places that we got all over the nation need to be consolidated, and so it can have a better effect. It need to be more unification, you know. And just like during the 60s, a lot of people were purged due to the fact that they were operating in an unorthodox way. You know, a lot of things need to be taken back to the 60s and brought to the fruits of now going on in the 2000s. So people can have a better understanding of what exactly their motive is, what their move is. It doesn't matter if you're from the Black Liberation Movement, the African Independent Movement, African International Movement, whatever. It need to be a mass political education, and it need to become some behind closed door meetings to establish certain things and root out a lot of the internal contradictions. Those are some of my thoughts.
Right on. A couple of things I want to touch on with you, brother. In the spirit of season of time, political education and something else that you had mentioned, and also terms like purging, you know, purges. I look forward to the day. I look forward to the type of conversation that even the lay. People of the lake can grasp on, and we've seen that type of climate in the 60s. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be inside the mosque, the temple, the terms were articulated. You know what I'm saying? But it was a more of a people. You know what I'm saying? The lines were exposed on how you relate to the state, how you relate to our people, so on and so forth. It wasn't a dynamic. People said, "Well, like I don't want to be involved in that. I don't know nothing about that. So it's my own bubble." But just if you there's another term, something else you mentioned I just want to touch on, too. It's missing me right now. But what are your thoughts, okay, like in regards to people being, you know, so like you said, people like they want to engage in different dynamics, like you said, the rappers, so on and so forth. What are your thoughts about, okay, in regards to a plan or winning people to some points of unity with the before I go down, what's the importance of having political education? Because I don't want to draw any foregone conclusions, and I really want to take advantage of the opportunity that we have. We all here now rapping.
Okay.
So you can with that. Then we go on to go from there. Like you know, saying what are some methods of of applying it, political education.
Okay. Okay. You know what I'm saying? The first thing you said, you know what I'm saying? What was the importance of political education? Okay.
Yes.
The part of political education, it basically like this in a simple form, you know. We have everybody living in a particular environment, right? Everybody live in a particular vibe, a particular neighborhood. Okay. Mm-hmm. And every neighborhood has its own type of program that it runs, and not to sustain itself, right? And mm-hmm. those are politics themselves. Or you want to say political mm-hmm. community politics or whatever, you know, those are politics themselves. Mm-hmm. And by being mm-hmm. educated of what's going on in your community, as well as in your city, and electoral politics, and what are the politics in your area, you have a better understanding of to know what's going on in regards to education, or what's going on in regards to economics, or what's going on in the property, and aspect of gentrification, and other aspects of what's going on in your area, right? And everything we do is political. Mm-hmm. Everything we do is political mm-hmm. because everything we do has a certain type of order to it. A certain type of order, mm-hmm. it has a certain type of legal standpoint to mm-hmm. it.
You still with us, bro? Yeah. I'm struggling for this because sometimes I go through battle fatigue. You know, like I'm sure everyone goes through. You know, what I'm saying about even stressing these different terms and words, and I try to seize the opportunity where I can have these terms or this type of discussion echoed, And you know what I'm saying? I look forward to the day. I recall when I was locked up, reading Nelson Mandela's Long Walk to Freedom. And I recall reading that book, and I was saying like, and I was, one thing I was envious. I said, even the struggles that was going on between the ANC, African National Congress, the PAC, Pan African Congress, Black Conscious Movement, Stephen Biko, even the reaction. Even different reactionary lines, so on and so forth. But I said, wow, to just that type of climate and have that type of struggle going on. And it's, you know, as opposed to at the time when I was reading it, it was some cats back and forth on the gallery about some trivial, you know, some dynamics that was going on. I said, the guard is coming down on us. I said, well, you know, how can we afford this type of conversation? You know what I'm saying? And I thirst for that. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, like even. Whether we're talking about in the community, businesses, relationships. I recall in Baltimore, and I won't stray too far, because I was in Baltimore, and we were talking, and a sister that was in the Black Panther Party, I recall her, after I talked, she didn't talk to you for a minute. She took me downstairs, literally, like a vault. And, I mean, Revolutionary Suicide, different writers by Minister U.E.P. Newton, the Red Book, Channel Miles, they talk, Asada, different books. But she said, she said, yeah, Cub, you serious about this here. She say, and let me say this. She said, Black Panther Party. She say, in my business, my relationships, she say, it has stood the test of time. And I tell you, I hate to quote this pig from the movie Heat. But in the movie Heat, when he bought a deal to the lady, he say, I ain't going to sell this. This type of stuff sells itself. And I say, this policy, I'm saying, but just even the necessity of grasping it, and I remember, you know, just balance with different cats. I remember cats, oh, so you saying you're trying to force, you know, this is no slight on anyone, or oh, you like a Muslim, you like the, it's opposed to acknowledging the political summations on it, you know what I'm saying, and just that type of comment, you know what I'm saying, and even we get to the point and say that we have different political lines, but to acknowledge that there are political lines that are, you know, that are held, even. It was a piece of Comrade Daphne, Queen Daphne, had posted the other day. It was in England. It was a white girl, about 3-4 years old. And she was telling her mother that somebody had broken into the house and they had stole the candy, the cookies. They didn't take nothing else at the house. And the mother said, well, all this happened. She said, they didn't take nothing else. And the mother finally said, the girl, 3-year-old child, said, a black man did it. That's a political line. That's a
true indeed.
Line.
All right.
That's a, you know what I'm saying? That's how you view race, how you view the law. That's a political line. And other communities, you know, they recognize that. A lot of us, we only adhere to it under direct heat. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, in the case of Bill Cosby, or, you know what I'm saying, something happens to us, a person loses their job. Now, we can say, man, the white man done this. You see the political significance of that as opposed to trying to play this gray area like doing the Obama administration, the so-called post-racial society. But right on. So we back and forth, y'all, on Triple C Saturday. You talked about purge.
Yes, sir.
They turn purge to the movies. What is your, okay, what's your, okay, and some people, their first time even hearing such term. And a lot of times the state will bring out propaganda because they study us. They study the community.
Yes,
and we can't stop it. Let's walk them turns. They'll say they come out with a movie called Silence of the Lambs, and the head character named Hannibal. You know what I'm saying? To take away the
difference
what Hannibal was, who Hannibal what Hannibal really represented. They come out with movies like The Purge and switch it around. You know what I'm saying? How it really was applicable to our organizations and how it was a necessity. A necessity.
Okay.
You know, body cleansing wise, in fact, with the Black Panther Party Cubs, I said we've had we had a number of different colon cleansers, colon cleansers. We had to, you know what I'm saying, get rid of, you know what I'm saying, we had to purge certain dynamics, you know what I'm saying, to move forward, you know what I'm saying, that were toxic to our community, to our organization, so on and so forth. You know, I remember some years ago, you know, the people
you know, the interpretation that I have of the situation that. It's an overall cleansing of the people who are not in accord to the particular politics and the particular political line at that particular time, and they need to be removed from their status, their positions, and their obligations, so that other people can come along. You know what I'm saying? That are more suitable to take their position, place, obligation, and keep them moving. You know what I'm saying? Balance and keep everybody one accord and keep, you know what I'm saying, keep the political line in favor. And keep revolutionary things. That basically understand the purge aspect. It's a cleansing, a political cleansing, educational cleansing. You know, the development to the spiritual, well, the physical aspect of things, of who we are.
So let's go to the analogy with the body, so on and so forth. So. Some people may say, I don't want to get rid of this food. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get rid of this particular part. I like this. But it's staying there at the expense of the overall body. And an analogy can be drawn that this has to be cleansed out in order to move. And some people get fearful, like, I don't know what's, you know, like people in a situation where I don't know what I'm going to do if I don't have this. Like, even during the era of chattel slavery, some people say, well, what are we going to do without master? You know what I'm saying? So even in organizing, you know what I'm saying, people will say,
yes, sir.
Okay, if you purge certain dynamics, you know what I'm saying, it may be bad, but we're used to it. If you purge, you know what I'm saying, we run a risk of, you know what I'm saying, what are we going to do without this? But are you saying, I'm asking Mr. McDonald, I'm not just pushing our line on it, that the line must survive, like in battle, even if I'm physically going down, I'm holding that flag, that politics up, that line can survive, even at the expense of, you know what I'm saying, individual, you may get fall or whatever, certain conditions, but the overall thing, that template, that, you know what I'm saying, that body, that, you know what I'm saying, got to keep on going.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right on, you know, Triple C Saturdays.
No. You look at it from respect that the Panther came from. The Panther all reminded they line with the 10-point program. The 10-point program, you know what I'm saying, all remind them.
What I
actually said was that in regards to the Black Panther Party, in regards to the line. Black Panther Party all reminded of what the particular line was by because I all remember what the 10-point program is, and that gave them an understanding of what they need to be doing, why they in the community, why they want the people, why they want organizing. They gave them a purpose of what they need to be doing because that's their particular line, and they understood, you know, that we're revolutionary nationalists, you know, and our whole thing is to change the conditions of our people, so we can be able to control the economy, we control the social environment, control, you know what I'm saying, our medicine, our health. And that's why certain programs started. You know what I'm saying? One that you can take a look all back, one of the first programs started was the African History Program at Mary Junior College. That was one of the first programs ever started. You know what I'm saying? Then all the other came about. Especially in regard, you talking about the cleaning, the colon, all the aspects, and that's when they had the George Jackson Health Clinic. You know what I'm saying? Health clinic was in the first part now by Dr. Toby Small doing his thing, you know. He's still active to the day.
Let me ask you a question. We talk about the importance of a line. And can a line be representative of a scene, a witness, without, you know, you mentioned the 10-point platform, you know what I'm saying? That's allowed, the Black Panther Party line. This is, can, say a person, you know what I'm saying, or with the work that they do, with certain, okay, when you meet an individual with a conversation, Can their line be revealed with a conversation? You know what I'm saying? lines in regards to, like, we have a line in regards to how we deal with the Hampton House. We have a line how we deal with the, you know what I'm saying, the security, you know what I'm saying? And different organizations may have different lines, but can, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no slight, like, the different churches, they have a line. You know what I'm saying? And a lot,
yes,
a lot of people try to say, no, it's just the individual. And a lot of people understand why, you know what I'm saying? And it may be dormant in certain situations. But this, can the line be witnessed and just, some people say, well, that wasn't political. Like even with our the Fremont show we're doing Wednesday, a lot of people don't, the state recognizes the importance of it. They say, like I say, that's political education. A lot of times people need that actual laid out gift wrap term laid out to them, you know, to witness certain dynamics. Can a line be witnessed or observed through just, you know what I'm saying, through the base, what we consider basic interaction or rappers? You know what I'm saying? Rappers,
yes,
singing a song.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so, can you give me an example of that?
Okay. Well, you know what I'm saying? For example, it may be an example, right? You know what I'm saying? But by you being from Chicago, I'm gonna give you an example from Chicago, right? Okay. Well, we it's the term steady and struggle. Well, you might have people screaming the term steady and struggle or rebuild. Those are all terms that pertain to the new African line coming out of Spear and Shear. I'm a conscious new African also. You know what I'm saying? Coming out of the Spear and Shear line. You know what I'm saying? And but they're basically ready when people start using certain terms, like, okay, we need to rebuild. We need to agitate, organize, and educate. You know, those are a lot of terms that Spear and Shear was speaking about among themselves in the prison system or was on the streets. You know? Mm-hmm. And say for instance, you know what I'm saying? People say, I'm saying, free the land. Free the land. Mm-hmm. We were in the war by any means necessary. Those are political lines for the new African independent movement, for vision of government. Brother saying, you know what I'm saying, all power to the people, a black power. Mm-hmm. You know, those are political lines for the black counterparty. And then the end of all that, it's just a distinguishing terms and distinguishing thoughts and philosophies. To distinguish what particular organization or particular philosophy you're standing on.
Yes. Now,
even one more time, even going to the aspects of like when you had the Pontiac 17, when you had a lot of brothers for NAPO supporting the movement, you know, so the Free the Pontiac 17, the Pontiac brothers, or the New African Liberation Schools when they're trying to bring different. A different organization from the Stone, the GDs, and other aspects together to support, you know what I'm saying, to build the people.
Now, just a little background for those who may not be in the know. You mentioned the Pontiac 17. This is the case in 1978, Pontiac 17, which, former mayor of Chicago, Daley, was a prosecutor on that case. And in fact, that was Larry Hoover, Gangsta Cypress, later of Grove Development, Benny Lee, there was a number of different others. This was in response to the uprisings in Pontiac Prison, Pontiac, Illinois, in which a lot of people getting a lot of trumped up cases. It was a big case. But you mentioned like different organizations also, NAPO, New African People's Organization, and others. With these different, now, with those conditions, like a lot of people take a position that they're only going to deal with their own people that have the same respective line. With conditions such as the Pontiac 17, where people facing life and trumped up charges, you're dealing with different dynamics. Because like in Chicago, even the street organization, the street tribes, they, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Do you unite with the fact that there were even different political lines amongst the different street organizations?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. True indeed.
Yep.
True indeed. Because, you know what I'm saying, from our understanding that one of the first organizations signed on to the plebiscite of the Republic of Africa was the Black Peace Stone Rangers. You know what I'm saying? They signed on to the plebiscite. A lot of them identified being New Africans, such as Mami and Kabir. I do Mami Kabir, known as Melvin Mays. He's a currently a political prisoner right now. You know what I'm saying? Formerly New York Rookies. He's identified as a New African. You know what I'm saying? That's the political line, you know? And then even when you had the red, black, and green, the red, black, and green within the Stone colors and within the GD colors, that actually is a signifying that, you know, that they have a pan-African base in themselves. They have a pan-African mind state. They identify with their people. You know, especially in regard to literature, talking about Africa and to the East and all that, you know. You know, that those are the distinguishing distinguish your little slick notes in there that you gotta really gotta understand by your own study.
Yeah. So in certain environments, people can afford a luxury of saying, well, they only going to rap with people on there. Like some people say, well, I'm only going to deal with my people who relate to the same line I have. But we have conditions like the Pontiac 17 and recognizing the necessity of forces to have some, like, point of unity. What is necessary before, you know what I'm saying, before, like, even forming points to say, okay, the state, regardless of our line, the state is coming at, you know, African people. And we're talking about addressing this. What is a primary ingredient? You know what I'm saying, by even mobilizing, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, bringing these, you know what I'm saying, bringing these different lines to some point of unity. What has to be done?
Okay, you know what I'm saying. A basic aspect is everybody got to reach a common ground on exactly what their objective is gonna be, what their aim gonna be, what their goal gonna be, what their motive gonna be. And going to be a unifying principle within itself, coming to a common goal. So say for instance, you know, like you said, the Pontiac 17. Okay, the Pontiac 17, yeah. Different brothers, you know, different street organizations, street tribes. But they all identified that they were on death row. You know, they all doing their death row. So they knew that all the particular set beef and intercept wars that were taking place, that they had to put their mind themselves and unify to come together to beat their case. And they gave birth to what you call brother of the struggle. Well, they gave birth to the folk nation, the people nation, you know. Another aspect, you know. So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's the way I look at it. You know, you got to come on, you got to find that common ground. That common ground is the root of it.
If I can add it, if I can also insert, if I can sit this in the package also, it's something I think we may draw as a foregone conclusion. But something that especially I think is an era that, you know, and this is no, I think it's an era within the quote unquote the conscious, was referred to as the conscious community. That is, I think about this people's chairman phrase. I do a lot of talking because there are no foregone conclusions. I think a primary step is to at least acknowledge that there are different lines. Sometimes we just take for granted. Of course we knew that. But that dynamic, because I can just say, well, all us black, we had the same. You know what I'm saying? We come from different experiences. To at least acknowledge that contradiction. You know what I'm saying? That there are different lines. That's, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Once we acknowledge that, you know what I'm saying, and we come into, okay, this is what points of unity that we can or make, in some cases, can't work together on. You know what I'm saying? There's some meetings or something. Like I tell people, you know what I'm saying? But this acknowledging of that, and this is the timing now that you first called in about, you know what I'm saying, how great, you know, some of the positive aspects about this time, this stage in the game. So, you know, as opposed to a climb where people didn't want you want to, years ago, people said not only don't acknowledge class, different class lines or different lines, don't even acknowledge race. I mean, people are saying this is a post-racial society. So it's important that we acknowledge, you know what I'm saying, that we do acknowledge race, and also we acknowledge different lines that exist, you know what I'm saying? See, deal is, cats will carry that line, you know what I'm saying? And, but again, right on. We live direct on Triple C Saturdays, y'all. We live on Triple C Saturdays. And I tip, and you mentioned some things I just want to reiterate. Like even with the street organizations, you know, see the line is, you know what I'm saying, and the line is represented, you know what I'm saying. Like the green is the terms that people use, the colors. Like, you know what I'm saying. In fact, I remember, like I have we take a hard line in regards to certain that, like in regards to Gandhi, the flag, liberation flag, the late great Gandhi provided for us. I recall a situation. Well, this young lady was joining our organization, and she's an artist. That's it. The other things make, because how people take a position that I'm this first. All the other stuff about the movie comes secondary. Okay, if that's your position, so be it. However, we relate to the old African axiom, the saying. We say what's good for the family may not necessarily be good for the community. What's good for the community is good for the family and the community. And the politics trumps other dynamics. And the young lady had said she drew the flag. And she had mixed the colors up with the flag. I said, whoa, wait a minute. And I looked at our individual who was supposed to form a leadership. I said, man, Where this come from? And the liberalism, how he took it, you know what I'm saying? Because he don't want to offend the relationship. He see that as being a primary goal. You know what I'm saying? His relationship. I said, whoa, this is not how the flag is laid out. And her position was that it looks better to her that way. Regardless of the political history, regardless of Marcus Garvey being held in the Atlanta Federal Penitentiary, regardless of him being banned out of the United States, regardless of the heat that came down, and you see different people be real flipping about this. You know what I'm saying? A flag of the blood, the people, the land. It's a political dynamic that's represented. That's whatever you do in the world, it's one of the representations of our people, of African people. But it was a line to come in to be flipping how you view, not only how you view, how she viewed the flag. In essence, how she viewed God, how she viewed the people. And you say, and a lot of times you watch what people attract to. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times we miss it because it's kind of like, because some cats go overboard with, you know what I'm saying, and we say, oh, this must be that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Because they're saying it, but as opposed to contested condition to see. You know what I'm saying? It's like Pontiac 17. That was contested conditions. Because a lot of people say, "Oh, we for that. We want the brothers and sisters. We want the brothers out." You know what I'm saying? However, when it came down to going on buses to travel to visit, you know what I'm saying? The cases. When it came down to putting down inside the camp, inside the prison, when the internal affairs taking different prisoners to the side trying to make deals with them. When it came down to, you know what I'm saying? You got these different history of rivalries between the different street tribes. You say, hold on. This is the priority right now in regards, you know what I'm saying, addressing the Pontiac 17. And this is connected to a history of prison rebellions. You know, so this trumps
yes,
the immediate tribute, this discussion that kept talking about, man, you owe me this because you took the cookies at the Po Box, or you owe me this because you owe me $5 for this, or you owe me this because you was on B Block and I was on G West and we got into it. We are talking about a dynamic that's connected to Attica, just connected to San Quentin, connected to
San Quentin,
you know what I'm saying? That's connected to a history. We're doing a flag that's connected to a history. It's political. But I'm just saying, to be able to say, okay, and how you view dynamic, you know what I'm saying? Like the homeless, to say, there are people who don't even have their own homes themselves. However, the significance of the state of the Hampton House, you know what I'm saying, and it's not antagonistic. It's a contradiction, but a lot of people make it like someone say, who you love, your mother, your woman, baby. This looking crazy. Whoa, that's not even the same dynamic. What are you talking about? So the politics gives us the ability to acknowledge contradictions without them being antagonistic contradictions.
Yes, sir. You know, I like you brought the aspect of Garvey up in the flag, right? Okay. Historically, you know, Marcus Garvey had the first provision of government for our people, right? You know, he had the first provision of government, the UNIACL. And we also know that upon the founding of the provision of government, Republic of Africa, that you had Garvey as Delaware Wells as the Queen Mother Moore and Sister Dara Abra Carvey. And the flag of liberation were red, black, and green. But with like everybody coming together, you know what I'm saying? Like you said earlier about the line. Okay, when everybody came together, the provision of government from the blacks conference that last 3 days, you had people who were Panthers, you had people who were Garveyites, you had people who were communists, you had people who were socialists, you had people who were cultural nationalists, you had people from different aspects who had different lines, and they all came together to agree after a 3-day convention that, you know, we got to be independent, we got to have our own nation, we got to have our own constitution, have our own government, right? And then they adopt the term being New African. Now, in order to be New African, you got to first acknowledge that you're paying African, that you're African national, that you're African, that you're a descendant of African people. That's the one of the first things you got to acknowledge, period. You know, in order to be a New African, because New African is only just a term to denote that we're not the same African people that were brought up during slavery, during the aspects of 1619 and all the other historical origin, but we're a different group of people that have been embraced and have been enculturated to enforce yourself different culture, idea, names, and customs within ourselves that are not our own. But we still got that blood within us of the African people who are resisting during that time before slavery, and still resisting now to this day within the movement. And that's another aspect of the line. So, you know what I'm saying, the flag of New Africa is green, red, and black. Because green is at the top, which is land, our base, and independent. We all see land. like Malcolm had said, we got to get land in order to be, we got to get land in order to build upon our revolutionary struggle. You know, he said land on the base of independence as well, right? And he's an ecological father of the Republic of New Africa. You know, and the black is at the bottom because we as a group of people, economically and socially and politically within the world right now, especially in America, in the corporation of America, the state of oppression, we're at the bottom of everything. So we're trying to climb back up to the top to attain our land. Then when the conversation started beginning about reparations and, you know, universal rights and universal declaration of the United Nations and other aspects come up, but a lot of people trying to charge genocide to the government, other aspects come up, right? But that's just a little base of what you're talking about, what you're referring to, because I can relate to everything you're saying, bro. And what we're doing right now, well, like you said earlier, previously, people don't realize that we engaged in political education right now. And people don't even really, a lot of people don't realize
rewind,
because.
Rewind, brother. I need that one more time for you, my brother. Because they ain't hearing me. Rewind one more time for me, brother. Again, could you repeat that again for me?
Okay, I said, well, a lot of people don't realize that right now we're engaging in political education. Right now on this radio.
One more time for me, brother. I ain't got no reverb on. One more time for me, brother. One more time.
Okay. I said, what a lot of people don't realize is that right now we're engaged in political education. We're engaged into discussion in regards to our political environment, our political climate, our political mindset. Like you said, different lines, you know.
Yes.
you got to maintain your line, period, you know, in regard to any situation.
They told me I got 3 more minutes before I go up. Hey, brother, man, whoa. Woo! This is so
tough. Yeah, Chairman Frey, we got to get you on the show, man. I've been trying to get you on the radio show for a couple of years, man. Y'all be busy on Wednesday, man. Y'all doing your show.
It's time maybe premature, you know what I'm saying? Now, you know we on free them on Wednesday, you know what I'm saying?
I've been trying to get you for the longer, bro.
I got to hold a line for you. Our line is, that's just, I made that information out, you know what I'm saying? Our line with the Hampton House is, that's, you know what I'm saying? We say that's our house. But, man, let's make it happen, though, brother. And even the time and everything, politics is like real estate, time and location, everything. And you got to maintain the line. Brother, hey, man, let's set it up. Let's follow up. I know we six to eight on Central Time. What time are you looking at?
We ask on Eastern Standard Time for 8 to 10. So you know, it falls into the same time you're doing yours. You know.
Right. We're gonna have to figure something out, man.
Cause we've been at this for a couple of years now,
and,
man.
And we ain't got you on that yet, man.
We gotta figure something out.
I gotta wind down. And once we acknowledge that, we gonna figure something out. We gonna make it happen. Hey, revolutionary love and appreciation. Hey, give me a heads up. We got to close on out. This is live and direct. Hey, brother, love and respect. We appreciate y'all. Send our revolutionary love and greetings to the comrades, the forces on that end. Y'all keep y'all heads up, eyes on the fist clean. Today, Triple C Saturday, 17th in Madison. Come on now and get some food, y'all. Stay in the Hampton House. GoFundMe.com/StayInTheHamptonHouse. PayPal.me/StayInTheHamptonHouse. Brother, I'm going to follow up with you, man, so we touch down. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. I got you,
Conrad. I got to close out Internet Radio. Hey, keep your heads up, eyes on the fist clean. Same time, same station next Saturday, y'all, and also Wednesday, Freedom Radio. What's it called? Freedom Radio. Little respect, y'all. Tune back in with us. Thank you, my brother. Run on. Love and respect.
Sorry, brother. Relax, brother.
Y'all ever wonder why we different from the motherfuckers? That these fraud-ass philanthropists, these counterfeit-ass charities have no problem coming out and support us? Yeah, you wonder. If nothing else but in your subconscious. In the back of your mind, y'all even wonder sometimes why the media can't speak on us. And why these softball ass motherfuckers with big bankrolls can't even fund us? Chairman Fred said we gon' say it again. Daddy struggle, daddy win. Shit, failure's not option. We can't afford to lose. If freedom be outlawed, fuck it, we'll be free outlaws. Let the record reflect that they distinguish us from the domesticated cats. With claws and our paws, and these are Cubs shoes. These is Cubs shoes. We do more before 10 a.m. than any state selected officials, Marines, or any opportunists as the forest naive ass niggas can or have did in 10 month time period. Dig. These pigs are the Black Panthers of the problem. In fact, Jack, well, a lot of y'all don't know that was why Jaguar Hoover and the rest of the pig power structure came at it with everything, including COINTELPRO. And that's by chance you think that this shit still ain't happening, I'm either spitting this shit too fast or y'all listen too motherfucking slow. We can't afford to lose. If freedom be outlawed, fuck it, we'll be free outlaws. Let the record reflect and distinguish us from the domesticated cats. What's claws and our paws, and these are Cubs shoes. Because you best believe them, they come down to the Black Panther Party Cubs. Yes, us. The agency still documenting and listening while we still representing resistance. At the end of the day, they still be saying shit. Them niggas still struggling for self-determination, and we still got a motherfucking problem. They done dropped drones on us, created counterfeit-ass organizations, even tried to clone us. They done gunned us down, locked us down, and even sent some motherfuckers in the ferry room trying to lay us down. We can't afford to lose. If freedom be outlawed, fuck it, we'll be free outlaws. Let the record reflect that they distinguish us from the domesticated cats. With claws and our paws, and these are Cubs shoes. Now, we've been subjected to more snitches in the Nicky Barnes documentary, and been buried in more ditches than a motherfucking mass cemetery. We done seen motherfuckers make money off our name, pull off our quotes, misappropriate our logos, suddenly be black when it's beneficial, play Panther when it's profitable, then come and claim Cub when it's comfortable. We can't afford to lose. If freedom be outlawed, fuck it, we'll be free outlaws. Let the record reflect that they distinguish us from the domesticated cats. What's claws and outpaws, and these are Cubs shoes. Now before I close, close y'all eyes. Now on second thought, motherfuckers been sleep too long. Open your eyes and imagine a bunch of black cats armed with them Panther politics. Yeah, we the Cubs. We the Cubs of them, the ones that enforce the political exile and post on the wanted list. We don't just prowl, we get down. And we got them, we just on war. But we represent the results of what them thieves did in Chicago on 4/5 in 1959 on December the 4th. We can't afford to lose. If freedom be outlawed, fuck it, we'll be free outlaws. Let the record reflect that distinguish us from the domesticated cats. With claws and our paws, and these are Cub shoes. These are Cub shoes.
On the button.